Today we're going to talk about the high intellectual thing, economics. So I had to take a drink of my single malt scotch to talk about the high things of intellectual economics. Today we're going to talk about Common Core economics. Oh my goodness, this is going to show you that math is not neutral. Nothing is neutral. Even math is not neutral. And the more we realize this, the more effective we will be to combating the religious mathematics that is being pushed on us by the world. It's absolutely astonishing. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening, sharing the show. Part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network, over to FLFnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field. Get a sweet 15-ounce mug like you can see in the back. And tons of other great benefits. We have a conference coming up in October. Because if the rioters can meet in the streets, then we can meet to eat. See, I'm a poet as well. Not just a businessman and a podcaster, but I can put some poetry down when I need to. Which I'm married now, so I don't really need to that often, quite honestly. Just kidding. If you want to email me, you can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent, specifically Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, where they do not censor you. And I know that because I get tons more engagement, exponential amount more engagement with a fraction of the followers that I do on all the other social media sites. How can that be? Some common core algorithms on the Twitters and the Facebooks of the world. If you are watching this on YouTube, I'd really appreciate you subscribing and just leaving a comment down saying, yeah, you enjoy the show. You like this cool little American flag hat I got on, or any other comments you make that would help with the algorithms. Of course, that thumbs up is always appreciated. I saw this headline and it struck me. This is the AP, the Associated Press had this out. And for those of you not hip and cool and lingo to the news media, the AP, the Associated Press, is distributed to all the other press networks. So it makes you wonder who's really in charge of the AP, but that's for another show, perhaps a conspiracy segment on Reform Jellicle. But nonetheless, this is kind of an accepted form of lazy journalism where people don't have to do their own investigation or stories. They can just pull stories from the AP and they plug them into other places. This is one of them that is very strange to me as somebody who is a fan of economics. I love economics. I love discussing it. I love participating in it. I love everything about economics. It's absolutely fascinating. It's like the best parts of sociology without the BS that you can't fake it, because there's actual numbers and data to prove your theories or not. And it is like really a study on human society, but that's neither here nor there. Here is the title of the AP Associated Press article. A U.S. recession began in February in the face of coronavirus. Now, first thing I have to ask myself, because we can never trust any institution of higher learning, anyone who drinks some delicious single malt scotch and talks about the higher things in life, we can't trust them. Can't trust a word that they are saying. Now, yesterday on the show, we were talking about how the World Health Organization was saying asymptomatic people aren't contagious or rarely are contagious. Now they're walking that back and flipping again. They're flipping again, which means that somebody is putting pressure on them, which means that they aren't just telling us the facts and the truth how they understand it, but that there are political pressures behind the scenes on what they say. Donald Trump is right. They must be defunded. But makes you wonder about every single other institution that claims to be experts and authorities on subjects. Why do we ever listen to them? Why? A U.S. recession, this article says. I'm going to get to the article. I'm going to get to it. I promise you. A U.S. recession began in February in the face of the coronavirus. Now, my red flags, my spider senses are going up, as the great A.D. Robles says, he being a Northeastern, even though I'm from California, live in the South now. My spider senses are going off because a U.S. recession is not determined by months. A U.S. recession is not determined by months. So why would an article by the distinguished Associated Press say a U.S. recession began in February. They're using the wrong date format. You see, the definition of a recession, not a contraction. You can say a contraction happened, that is a pullback in the economy happened in February. But a recession, and if you took any economics classes, you know this. This isn't like deep higher education secret Gnostic economics by any means. That a recession requires two negative GDP growth quarters. Two quarters that are successive, two quarters of successive negative growth of GDP. That is, if quarter one, quarter two, quarter two, or quarter three, quarter four. If those two quarters are negative in any part of the year in consecutive quarters. So if quarter one's negative, quarter two's positive, and quarter three's negative, that's not a recession either. Two negative GDP quarter growth is what makes a recession. So what are you talking about February? And I go down to read this very wordy, lengthy article, and I'm just joking. There is it is not a very long article at all. But it goes on to say that economists from a private nonprofit said that the economy started to contract in February. And they have determined that it is a recession. Now, I call this Common Core economics because there is a standard, there's a generally accepted definition of what a recession is. Two negative quarters of growth, two negative GDP quarters. It's not subjective. It's not abstract. It's very concrete. It is very precise. Two negative quarters of GDP growth. So what is this small private nonprofit group of economists doing? They're creating a narrative that the economy is in a recession, triggering the Great Recession, the most recent recession, trying to stoke fears. What else, what other reason would you have for redefining mathematical terms? I know they're economic terms, but it's math. It's numbers. It's two negative GDP quarters. What is the benefit of that? Why would you do it? See, there is an agenda here. And this, while I'm not going to speculate as to why this private nonprofit, and I love that they throw in private nonprofit. It's a nonprofit, so they are more noble and they should be trusted more than the evil for-profit companies. But they are willing to change the definitions without telling you they're changing it. They're just saying, this is how we determine it. And so therefore, the U.S. economy was in a recession. And what is the media doing? They're not telling you that that's not the definition. They're running with it. They're proclaiming it on the rooftops. And while I'm not going to go into the motives of this organization, because I've been told that's a conspiracy theory to question the motives of those in power, the intellectuals that drink single malt scotch. That's a sinful, apparently. So I'm not going to do it. But I will say it's highly suspect that it is an election year that we are all of a sudden redefining our terms. Our concrete objectives terms, and we're making them subjective, abstract, common core economic terms. And I want this to be a reminder to all of you that there is nothing in this life that is neutral. Nothing. You're either for Christ or against him in some shape or form. And this goes back to where we learn economics, education, the universities, the high schools, the elementary schools, preschools, daycares. wherever there is an authority figure, a teacher, a daycare worker, a friend, an older babysitter, these are all people that have an authoritative role in your kid's life. And they're teaching them to be for Christ or against Christ. It doesn't matter if it's science. It doesn't matter if it's economics. It doesn't matter if it's hopscotch. There is nothing neutral. Look at how they're taking an objective, concrete, specific definition and out of thin air, abracadabra, are making it into whatever they want for their narrative. It's not neutral. And if we don't understand the foundation of all of these things, numbers, logic, reasoning, commerce, economies, all of these things, the foundation is Christ and the laws that he put into place. And unless that is our foundation, then there is no certainty. There is no factual basis. Anything can mean anything. And all of that becomes a gray, misty, ambiguous place that is used to pull you away from Christ, pull you into destruction, pull you into chaos. That's what this does. When we lose the definitions of words, you have chaos because no one can understand what you're talking about anymore. It's just as crazy as the pronoun reassignments. This is the reassignment of economics, and it's just as dangerous because they're manipulating the society. They're manipulating voters to get them to believe things that just aren't true. You do not have a recession by months. A recession is 2 quarters of negative GDP growth. And yet they are pushing in the most stupid ways, most evident to anyone who has any knowledge whatsoever in economics, that they are liars. We got to call it out. And we got to stop exposing our kids. We got to stop exposing our families. We got to talk about this stuff at the dinner table with our wives, with our husbands, with our kids, with our friends, with our pastors. Because when this stuff doesn't get called out, then it gets accepted as fact. It gets accepted as truth. It gets solidified into the conversations. It gets taken as gospel when it is not the gospel. It is the farthest thing from the gospel. The Bible says there are many antichrists in the world. Many. And it's not just individuals. It's not scary people with masks and blah, 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 blah. It's institutional idolatry like this that will take truth and break it and bend it. Just like their father, the devil, from the beginning, bending truth, redefining terms, redefining what God said. Got to call it out. You got to speak up. You got to do the dance. For those of you who watched the other episode, I said, you just got to dance. And then I had to explain what I really meant by that. Oh, I love that you guys called me out on that. That was really great. But we do. We got to fight. Got to start throwing tea into the harbor. We got to start dancing on the streets. We got to start fighting back. We got to start growing some cojones. You know what's funny? This is Pride Month too. And, you know, just the little final thought for all of you. See, we were told for so long that you dare mix politics, religion, and the workplace. But do you know what I see all around this place? Is a bunch of religion and politics getting emailed to me every day about how Black Lives Matter, that there is systemic injustice, and that we need to go through the religious ceremonies that Black Lives Matter asks us to. I thought that wasn't allowed in the workplace. Oh, that's only us Christians that aren't allowed to spread that stuff? Oh, it's only us that have the biblical foundations of truth that aren't allowed to talk about those things? But you can have your gay pride posters, you can have your lesbians and your homosexuals coupled together and put out on posters on the workplace. That kind of religion, that kind of politics is cool, but we can't talk about Christianity. Go shove it up your butt. Let's go out, be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow.